This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka has been suspended for the upcoming season. The Celtics front office says he violated the team's policies on relationships between staff. WBUR Simone Rios has been following the story and joins us now. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Lisa.
Word started to leak out Wednesday night that Udoka might be suspended. The Celtics confirmed it last night. They held a news conference today. What more did you find out from the news conference?
Well, not as much as I would like to have learned. So the Celtics cited privacy, the privacy of the people involved, and didn't go into any of the details of what came out of this investigation. Although the team did speak about launching an investigation earlier this summer, took a few months to conclude. We learned, you know, that they got the final report just a couple days ago, thus the timing of all this. Team co-owner Wick Grosbeck told reporters today that he felt the suspension was warranted. Here's what he said when asked about whether this signals something deeper within the team.
We go to great lengths, or, you know, appropriate lengths at least, to run the organization with the value, central core value of respect and freedom in the workplace from harassment or any unwelcome attention. And so isolated incidents or patterns, if they occur, may be isolated, or they may be a deeper signal. I personally don't believe that they're a deeper signal.
But Grosbeck said that he still plans to speak with staff throughout the Celtics organization, you know, to make sure that whatever happened with the head coach doesn't speak to a broader phenomenon.
And just to be clear here, we had been told up until this point, not by the Celtics, but media reports said that this had been a consensual relationship because Grosbeck there was talking about harassment or unwelcome attention.
Yeah, and it certainly is important to point out that this was alleged to be a consensual relationship that Udoka had, so we need to keep that clear.
This all has brought a lot of stress on the team, from the coaches and players to the staff. What have Celtics leaders been saying about the toll of all this?
Yeah, remember, this is a team that went to the NBA Finals, fell just two games short of winning it all last year. It's a championship-caliber team, expected by people in Vegas to really be the top dogs for the NBA title this year. So just days ahead of the opening of training camp, as a player, you learn that you're not going to have your head coach for the season. And it was also hard for the staff, particularly the women of the Boston Celtics. A lot of them were sort of dragged out of the woodwork on social media, and that took a real toll on them, apparently. Let's hear what head of basketball operations Brad Stevens had to say about that.
I thought yesterday was really hard on them, and I do think that we as an organization have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that.
And I think what he's talking about there are, on social media, a lot of the women who work for the Celtics organization, their faces popped up with people speculating, maybe it was this one, maybe it was this one, and that's what he's taking issue with. So assistant coach Joe Mazzulla is going to be leading the team on an interim basis this season. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he's young. He's just 34 years old. His only previous head coaching experience was in Division II college, but he was a star player in West Virginia. He knows the game. He just never made it as a pro player. So the players, the coaching staff, folks within the Celtics seem to have great things to say about Mazzulla, that he's a leader, and that he's just hugely passionate about basketball. Now, I should point out, he had several run-ins with law enforcement during his time as a player in West Virginia. Stevens was asked about this today. He said that Mazzulla is very open about what went down and that it's sort of helped him to become the person he is today. And Stevens says that he believes in Mazzulla 100%.
Do the fans still believe in the Celtics? I know you've spoken with some of them. Udoka has a lot of fans because of the successes that you mentioned with the team. What kind of reactions are you hearing?
Yeah, I stopped into a barbershop in Jamaica Plain earlier today to talk to a Celtics fan named Angel Calderon. You know, like us, he didn't have a lot of information this morning or now about what actually went down with Ime Udoka, but he really had mixed feelings. Let's listen to what he had to say.
That's me. I don't want to get into no one's personal life, but I will say this. You know, the Celtics have a clear policy, right? where I guess that's, you know, forbidden. So he crossed that line, you know, and I don't want to make excuses for that.
But then Calderon added that he thinks the kind of punishment is really too much.
There is no guarantee, is there, that Ime Udoka will return at the end of the season, is there?
No. The team says that Udoka's return would be discussed at a later date. They haven't laid down any kind of time frame or anything specific to determine whether he comes back at all. I'll say some NBA commentators think this is the end for Udoka in Boston, and they're already talking about whether he'll have a coaching career with another basketball team. And the commentators, Lisa, are also wondering if there will be more revelations coming out of the Celtics in the weeks to come.
Thank you, WBR Simone Rios. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.